The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, excellent. All right, party.
Friday!
It is Friday!
Friday!
Short week!
Okay, the two of them are losing their party. I love it. You guys are so ready for this, aren't you?
Yeah, bring on the bruise, man.
Drew, I know you respect it just as much as me, but the weekend, man. The weekend is just a vibe.
Nobody weekends harder than the three of us, okay?
Singularly, crap,
collectively, together?
No. I'm sorry, not true.
Last week, Drew and I went to a concert.
Yeah.
You went to a divorce party.
Okay.
Nobody parties harder than
This weekend it is a party because today's installment of our brewery, it is Oktoberfest season, and there's a party all day tomorrow in Brookfield, okay?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We're talking about Imperial Oak Brewing today, but they actually have two locations, the original in Willow Springs off Archer and now Brookfield on Ogden, just east to LaGrange Road. Matt, Grant, and Chris, a bunch of buddies, got together and said, we want to focus on Imperial Strength and Barrel Aged Brews, okay? These are the big guys. These are the 8-plus percenters.
I was just going to ask what Imperial Strength is.
The chocolatey, the milky, the stout, where you're like, I can feel that right away.
Is that heavy like a meal?
It can be sometimes,
Is it?
If you get up to like a 9, 10, 11 percenter, they are definitely very heavy.
What's the highest it goes that you've ever noticed?
I think there was a barrel age that I think that they did maybe a year or two ago where it was like maybe a 13 or 14%. That is a meal right there.
Oh, wow. No appetizer on that dinner.
Okay.
But because they're a small taproom-focused brewery, they really do a ton of experimentation. So they have a line of wild and sour beers. They're really known for their sours. And their goal is to have something new to try every time you come in. So think about that goal. If I came in every week, they want to have at least one new beer for you to try every week. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
And it's hard, too.
I was going to say,
Eventually, that's what I'm thinking about,
how much work that is.
Well,
for
I got to be planning,
Good
so
for them.
Oktoberfest is coming up. It's so huge for them that they're actually doing two weekends. The kickoff is tomorrow in Brookfield. I'm missing something. It's actually Oktoberfest for Imperial Oak Brewing. See what I did there?
I love a good pun.
I like that. So tomorrow, first annual Oktoberfest, releasing their newest fest beer, Das Prost. Oh. It's a golden lager complex, yet quaffable. I had to look up that word. Do you know what quaffable means?
Yeah, it's like...
Can we take a guess? Oh, you already know what it is?
Well, it's like when you style your hair.
No, that is not quaffable.
Like, your hair is very quaffable.
You said the beer is quaffable.
Quaffable. That's how they described it.
So it's... barely edible.
No, actually the opposite. Very easy to drink. Very easy to drink.
Okay.
It's the opposite of that.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Barely edible. Now we're going to have to find a word for that, too.
Yeah, right.
But
that's
quaffable. It's the first annual for them.
I can't eat this.
Because it's their first time being in Brookfield,
and they're
doing it tomorrow. There's lots of other German favorites available. They got the Hefeweizen. They got a Kränken Sie Hop, which is the German hopped IPA. And they're going to have an Oompa Band under the tent tomorrow.
What's an Oompa Band, exactly?
Oompa, Oompa. You know, the guys who are dressed up and they do the music and the traditional Oktoberfest German music?
Oh, I was thinking
Willy Wonka,
Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. No. You're thinking Gene Wilder's buddies.
No.
Yeah.
The little
Oompa
orange
Oompa
boys.
Oompa Loompas.
No, just an Oompa Band.
Right.
So they're doing that tomorrow, and then they take a week to regroup, and then next weekend, it is 2 days of Oktoberfest in Willow Springs for their 8th annual Oktoberfest
there. Very nice. Look, I like them just solely for the fact that it gets you to come in here and speak German to
us. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you get two weekends of Oktoberfest.
Right. Gunkenstein.
Do you know any other German?
No, but Marcy does.
Yeah, Marcy knows a lot.
Our boss, Marcy.
That's also another cool thing about Oktoberfest with Imperial Oak Brewing. Tomorrow, you can get the collector's stein glass that they'll pour the new beer in.
Okay.
But next weekend in Willow Springs, it's the boot. You actually get to drink the beer out of a glass boot.
Very nice.
Cool.
Right?
I get so many questions. We never have enough time.
What? Ask a question.
Yeah, ask a question.
Are those chilled like you would a mug?
They are not for Imperial Oak, but I know some breweries that do that, and it's super fun.
Oh, okay. I don't know. My mind just went to, is that something you stick in the freezer and then
yes.
pour it in and drink
once
it?
You take, once you get the collector stein tomorrow or the boot next weekend,
yeah.
absolutely. Take it home, chill it, and then when you pour it in the beer for Bear's Sunday Fun Day,
oh, yes. mm-hmm.
the beer is just that much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's more quaffable. Thank you.
It's very quaffable.
So yeah. they're online on socials, imperialoakbrewing.com. They're open every day at noon in Willow Springs, even on Monday. And they're open at 11 a.m. on weekends. Two full weekends of Oaktoberfest for Imperial Oak Brewing. Drew's Brews.
Drew, that was a very quaffable Drew's Brews
very
today.
Very easy to digest yeah. and enjoy.
Quaffable.
Drew's Brews.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.